at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
I had this moment in my mind thinking about the millions and millions of people that made that journey up to Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't talking about no two or three people.
That's right.
No, no.
That was an awesome sight, brother.
Yeah.
As people looked and saw all these folks coming together, it was awesome. But they came. They came with one purpose.
One purpose.
And plan in mind.
Right.
And that was to worship and praise and uplift the name of Jesus.
That's right.
I was glad when they said.
Yeah. Let's go.
Under me, let's go up unto the house of the Lord. How many of y'all are glad to be here?
Yeah.
It's just good to be on top of the ground. And
yeah.
The ground ain't on top of you. Somebody that had the same problem I had, they didn't make it through the night. But praise God, I'm still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wonderful sight.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
See all the cars out in the parking lot. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
You know, Reverend, them people had to walk.
Walk to church.
And I'm talking miles and miles and miles. Some of them had to come hundreds of miles on foot. But somebody shout, they made the journey.
They made the journey.
And some of us got Cadillacs.
My Lord.
Some of us got nice wheels. Some of us got nice threads. God bless us with fine houses. I wish I had a rent this year. You might have to pay rent, but at least God bless you with a place, with a roof over your head.
Made the journey.
Sunday morning come around.
Mama.
And you can't make the journey.
Mama.
You look for a man. You look for sister so-and-so. Don't even give you a reason why.
All right now, Pastor.
Ain't even big enough to say, well, I just called to see him. Not feeling very well today. And I can't make it.
Yes, Lord, Pastor.
And it's not just for one Sunday.
God.
Some folks just missing Sunday. After Sunday.
Mama.
God bless them so.
Amen.
But these people, they made the journey.
Yes.
New Birth, it's good to see all the cars out in the parking lot. And that's one of the things you always got to be ready for when it's time, when people come through the doors. Because many people, they need ministry.
Yes, right. Lord.
Right. That's right.
I had a witness up again.
Oh, yeah.
I say some come hurting.
broke, hurt and broke.
Why do they come, Harold? Why do they come, Reverend Baker? Because this is the place God has pronounced blessing.
All right. Talk.
Yes, sir.
You used to sing an old song, I remember, in Washington, D.C. The choir sang a song that said, there's a blessing in this house.
Waiting.
For you. How many know there's a blessing?
Waiting for you.
In the house.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be in the house. If you can believe it, you can receive.
All right.
I wish I had a witness up here.
All right.
I'm not talking to anybody this morning. There's a blessing in the house. God have pronounced a blessing in this place. God told his people, he said, I have put my name upon it, and it shall be with you perpetually. In other words, I will forever be there. How many know God is here?
All right.
That's a blessing. The new birth, you got to be ready to help minister to people.
Amen. Amen.
Because people come hurting.
Hurting.
They come wounded. They've been through stuff. Some come because they've been in a storm. Some come because they just got out of a storm. Some come because they're headed for a storm. And they need a word. How do I deal with it? Can I get a witness up again?
That's right. That's right.
And the good part about it, Jesus said, what, two or three?
Yes.
What he said?
Gather together. Somebody say it's good.
It's good.
It's good to be there. Because you never know when God is going to show up.
Lord.
You never know when God just going to show out. You never know when God just going to tear up things. I wish I had a witness here. He said, I'll be there.
Yes.
In the midst.
In the midst.
It's a place where God have pronounced blessings. You say, how good.
Good.
Not just good, but he used the word pleasant.
Pleasant.
And that means it's sweet smelling.
That's right.
How many know it smells good? How many know some stuff just stinks? You can say it stinks. Y'all didn't say that before. That ain't a word some of y'all ain't never used. Some folks just, some stuff just, some attitudes just, some dispositions just.
All right now, go ahead.
That's right. All right.
And we have to work at protecting the unity of the church. And don't get mad when folks talk to you, amen, about some stuff.
All right.
Especially if it's affecting the fellowship.
All right.
I wish I had a word. If it's affecting the fellowship and the unity of the church, don't get mad.
All right.
Do better.
That's right.
Tell somebody, do better.
Do better.
Yeah. Y'all matter quiet over here. I must be really stepping on some cold.
Freak.
I hope y'all ain't got corn.
Listen.
Preach it.
how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
Unity.
Somebody shout brother.
Brother.
And that denotes family.
Family.
Somebody shout family.
Family.
I'm gonna know we family.
Amen.
Come on, y'all didn't say that like y'all didn't. I'm gonna know we family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like they were the children of Abraham, we are the children of God, born of the Spirit. I wish I had a witness up in here. If you've been born again, you've been born of the Spirit.
All right.
Amen. You're in the body of Christ. We family.
That's right.
And you know, you all right?
She not. She won't.
Okay. Y'all make sure she okay.
All right.
And the thing about family.
That's right.
Family have their disagreements.
That's right.
Hey, man, even husband and wives have their disagreements.
That's right.
You just got to learn not to let the children see.
All right.
There's some stuff you don't do in front of your children. I wish I had a witness here. As leaders, somebody shout leaders.
Leaders.
Everything don't need to be done in front of the body.
Talk.
Some things need to be done, and some things need to stay among the leadership.
That's right.
Because unity and fellowship is important. Oneness is important to God. We might not always see eye to eye. We might have a squabble, but as family, we know how to treat each other.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We might not have left all in hand, but I forgive you. I ain't gonna hold on to that stuff. I ain't gonna let bitterness build up on the inside. I wish I had. That's the reason some of y'all still mad at each other. Because something happened years ago. Y'all still holding on to it.
Come on.
Am I making sense?
All right. Come on.
And it's destroying the unity and the fellowship of the body.
Mama.
It's preventing the body from growing and doing better.
Amen.
God's family. God wants us to be on one accord.
That's right.
It's important to God.
Yes, sir.
That we walk together.
Yes.
In brotherly love. It's important to God that we say the same thing, that we strive for the same thing, that we have the same goal. I wish I had a witness yet.
Yes.
You know, it's good, Mother. You know, when I stand here and I look back there at my usher, they got a beautiful uniform, don't they? They look just so good. Yes, they do. When I look back and I see my choir, all of them dressed alike, man, that's just awesome. Hey, man, it's good when you know, sometimes us preachers, we must get on one accord, and we just end up dressed all alike. It looks good.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. But that's outward.
Outward, Reverend.
Some things look good outward.
Mama.
But the church don't just stop with outward stuff.
That's right.
How many know we work to also change stuff on the inside?
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Excuse me. Hearts have to change. Attitudes have to change.
Mama.
Ways have to change.
Lord.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Come on.
It got to be God and not us.
All right.
It got to be God and not us.
All right.
It has to be about God and not us. I come because of Him. I sing because of Him. I work because of Him. I labor Because of him.